In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to Ruthie, Me and My Dad, episode 18. Tense times, Ruth. I say tense times, not particularly for you because it's not your A-levels yet. But it's A-levels next year. And we saw that thing that the vlogger did. What's she called?
Bowler.
It is. Who's panicking a little bit.
She's panicking big style.
Big style, yeah. We'll explain the story.
So she came out of her biology A-level and she makes videos. So she made a video just crying because she was so upset because she thought she'd really failed it and she didn't have time to do the last four questions even though she knew the answers and she was upset.
Yeah. And you're getting, because I went to your parents' evening the other night, you're getting a little bit tense about...
More than a little bit tense
About the future.
Yeah, I've got lots of spots on my chin and chin is the area for stress.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, yeah, honestly. So they're like all different. Like chin is area for stress. If you get spots on your cheeks, that's probably because your phone is dirty. Various different things.
Did we not decide last week that all that spot stuff...
I don't know. I said I think that's bull.
Yes, you did. And well, no, the thing that I read last week, which was
saying,
don't worry about spots. It's to do with,
it's just your skin. Like it's just genetic, basically, wasn't it?
It's not genetic. It's something else.
The pores.
It's your skin pores. It's a blockage. I've forgotten what the heck it's called now. Sebaceous glands, and it's a blockage in your sebaceous glands. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And it's nothing to do with bad food. It's
I don't think that's true. That I think. The blockage, like it could be in your sebaceous glands or whatever, but I think the blockages are caused by the food or whatever.
So you're disagreeing with science?
I'm disagreeing. I'm coming out and I'm saying no to science.
You say no to science, right, fair enough.
Before you get into a big thing, can I have one of the bottles of water?
Yes, you can. There you go, you can have the special one.
With the pink dot on.
Yeah. That's your bottle. That's your personalised bottle.
Oh, you know what
I
really want? Speaking of personalised bottles of water, they sell the Love Island bottles. They'll have those bottles of water that you get given when you go in. And they're like just plain plastic with white on. And then they have your names on and they sell them on the Love Island like website thing. And
right.
I really want one. I want it with my name on.
And how much is a Love Island bottle?
£15.
£15.
I think that's including personal packaging. Yeah, but it's personalised, Dad.
I know, but if you want, that's a little bottle of water. I can write your name in it. I can just add Ruth, and you've got a personalised bottle. £15 for a bottle.
Well, if this podcast gets more successful,
I don't know. We've not transitioned.
You can get them in pink, blue, or orange as well. New colours added this year.
Fantastic. Later in the podcast, we'll look in more detail at Love Island because
Ruth, of course.
You've been watching it all week. I've seen tiny little bits of it, I have to say.
So, Jade Bowler.
Yes, she's 18, and she's a
vlogger. Oh, you were saying that I was a bit tense. That was how we got onto spots.
Yes, you were very tense about not knowing, because it's a big time for you because you'll be
Getting a bit stressed about what course to do at university. If anyone has any advice, you can email us.
Yes, you can.
I've set up an email.
This is the hot news from Ruthie, Me and My Dad. So what's the address to email us?
martinandruth@gmail.com.
Martin and Ruth, all one word, obviously, all lowercase. Martin and Ruth.
I'm absolutely lying. It's martinandruthpodcast@gmail.com because martinandruth@gmail.com was taken.
Yeah,
so I had to do martinandruthpodcast@gmail.com.
martinandruthpodcast@gmail.com. One more time, martinandruthpodcast@gmail.com. And obviously, Martin Ruth Podcast, all one word, all lowercase.
Because you have to have it all in one word on the email.
Yeah, of course you do. So I think we've more or less got that now. I like it when you hear people still saying ///
Like HTTPS, yeah.
Yes.
Teachers, when /// We had to do this thing where they taught you about how to use the internet properly, like a bunch of 16-year-olds wouldn't know how.
You ought to be teaching them,
exactly.
Basically.
And it was about, you know, searching for particular words on Google searches and putting stuff in brackets and all that stuff, and about how if you want to type in a thing, you have to hit HTTPS
colon //,
because that's the only way you can ever find anything online if you just write in words.
No chance. Yeah. Absolutely no chance.
So did you feel a lot of pressure when you were in school? Because you were telling me, I don't know why you stress about getting a certain grade that I got in a certain exam. And you were saying, I got a CC, D and an E. Who yes. cares?
No, so I didn't get a CC, D and an E. I got a C, two Ds and an E.
Oh, apologies.
Make me out to be cleverer than I am.
Did you feel a lot of pressure at school with exams or not so much?
No, hardly any pressure at all. I think it's because in those days, parents weren't quite as interested in what the children did in exams. I think that, you know, a lot of the stress comes from parents. I think a lot of it's to do with the difficulty of finding a job. I can't remember
yeah,
my...
Yeah, do you think so? That you just have to be so much better to get the same kind of job now?
When I was doing A-levels, there were so many kids that weren't doing A-levels, and so many kids in those days, people still left school and went to do an apprenticeship somewhere, or went to work in a bank, or went to work for Marks and Spencers. Just got a job, left school and got a job. So
now pretty much everyone, at least, like, if not university, goes on to do some form of, like, apprenticeship degree or some form of
further
internship
education,
or education. I don't know anyone whose idea for after college is to just go and get a job.
Yeah.
Quickly, what we didn't touch on with the Jade Bowler story is a lot of people have come out and been like, why is she posting this online when she's just getting the results? Do you think it's crazy?
Do I think it's crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. What's your view?
Other than the idea of, like, exam stress and how it's gone definitely too far, what people have been saying about the Jade Bowler story is that it's a very weird and a very maybe immature thing to do, to, like, film yourself crying and then put it up online after an exam.
I think in terms of her own personal mental health, I think it probably is a crazy thing to do. Mm. But in terms of her future as a vlogger, I mean, it's got in all the papers. And
yeah,
it's
yeah.
all over the place, isn't it?
I bet she's got tons more subscribers and stuff.
In fact, if you could break down and cry on the podcast...
Oh, hold on. Let me just...
see what you can do.
Get some raw onions.
Yeah, if you could break down and cry, that would help the podcast no end.
Yeah, well,
so just bear that
whatever
in mind.
You need.
Now, I'm just wondering how bitchy you and your friends are.
Very.
Yes, well, apparently I've been reading something in the Journal of Experimental Social Psychology. It started off talking about royals, basically. You were royals through history.
Mm-hmm.
And there were when Anne Boleyn married Henry VIII, there were lots of...
Great girl.
Precisely. There were lots of ugly rumours that went around about, you know, in the royal court about Anne Boleyn. And to bring it more up to date, when Sarah Ferguson found herself out of royal favour, you remember she was married to one of the princes, Andrew, I think.
I don't remember, probably wasn't alive.
You probably weren't alive, but she was married to one of the princes.
Yeah.
And Diana, of course, usurped her in the royal court, and apparently there were all sorts of rumours went round, and Sarah Ferguson claimed that shoes belonging to Diana, Princess of Wales, had given her a verruca. This was a story she spread, that she'd got a verruca from the prince...
It was a slow news day.
A very slow news day, but she got a verruca from the Princess of Wales. And what they say in the Journal of Experimental Social Psychology is that gossip was long used in royal courts to undermine love rivals. So they would use gossip, spread it about other... You know, one woman would spread it about another woman. Now, a study shows that it might, in fact, be an evolved weapon in the female armoury. Researchers have demonstrated that women are more likely to spread malicious rumours about another woman if she is attractive or provocatively dressed. If you read about adolescent girls, you see these particular patterns. It tends to be that girls gossip a lot more about other girls who are really attractive, popular or perceived to be flirty.
I feel like we've done something about this before.
No, I think what we did before was I was asking you what you talk about with your friends. And we sort of just touched on the fact that you might talk about other girls sometimes.
I think that's definitely true about...
But do you particularly, you know, if you're gossiping about girls, do you gossip about the attractive ones or the flirty ones?
No, I think we're fairly even. We talk about the ugly ones and the pretty ones. My problem is that...
So you're still talking about the ugly ones, though, yeah? Do you want to give us a list of names of the ugly?
I think it's true that girls are more likely to judge pretty girls unfairly because there's like a natural jealousy there.
Mm.
I would also say that pretty girls get it quite easily, you know, a bit of bitchiness.
What they haven't,
they should just take it. And I also would say that the girls not liking other girls or gossiping about other girls is part of this like internalized misogyny of like and hatred for your own sex.
So is it men's fault then, really?
Well, pretty much. There's a lot of girls who's because of the way that women are shown in media. There's a lot of girls who there's a well-known saying of like, oh, I'm not like other girls. And boys in... This is one of my main reasons why I hate indie boy band songs a lot more now. It's because they always play into the thing. It's like, oh, you're not like other girls. And it's like, well, how do you know I'm not like other girls? Unless you've met all the other girls, then you can't really say that.
While we're talking about women's individuality, let's move on. I still think that Sting does sound like a children's television programme.
Yeah, it does.
Where they're detectives and they're sitting around the table and somebody comes up with an idea and somebody else says, do you know, that might just work. And the next scene is them on the island solving the mystery.
Have we moved on yet? Or?
We've moved on now. This is our regular Jermaine Greer spot because we both Yeah, we both watched the documentary, Jermaine Bloody Greer.
I like it, but she's mad as a box of frogs.
Yeah, she is a little bit balmy. I liked all the shots of her like a sort of little old lady wandering around the garden. Cause she's a mad keen gardener now. In fact, she did do a gardening column for Private Eye under the name of Rose Blight. And very much a TV star on loads of TV shows because she's a controversialist.
Yeah, controversial and fairly pretty, like back in the day and whatever. Mm. Not that she's not pretty now. Not that old people can't be pretty.
Make sure you add that, yeah.
But, you know...
But she had
that look and she wasn't afraid to speak her mind and all that kind of stuff makes for good TV.
And the message in the book probably still holds true.
Oh, the female unit?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think, yeah, revolutionary. And one of the questions they asked her was like, is it better to be a woman now than it was in 1970? And she was like, you can have mortgages and women become lawyers and teachers and whatever jobs they want to do, pretty much. But... there's other things, like anorexia was never a thing when she was growing up, but now it's you don't go a day without seeing stuff about eating disorders and
it's different
struggles.
Not that men don't have struggles as well, I suppose.
No, and not that ever mentioning feminism or women's struggles takes away from what men would have to say.
No, you're right. Yeah, the two are parallel.
I don't think they're parallel. I think they cross over all the time.
Yeah, parallel and cross over.
I don't think you can be parallel and crossover.
You won't let me get away with anything, will you? They're parallel for a while, and then they cross over. So they run...
Yeah, but parallel lines never meet, so they're never parallel.
No, but they are parallel for a while, and then they become non-parallel lines, which is at the area where they meet.
Okay.
Let's talk about something which I can contribute very little to. And that's Love Island.
Oh, you were enjoying it last night. Tell me you weren't enjoying it.
Well, I wasn't really enjoying it. I watched 5 or 10 minutes.
You get hooked.
Well, I've not got hooked, I have to say. I watched 5 or 10 minutes just to see what it was all
about.
You
don't allow yourself to get hooked.
Well, they didn't seem as stupid as they were being...
That Hayley girl, she is stupid.
Yeah,
she didn't know what an earlobe was the other day.
Right, she didn't know the meaning of the word... superficial. Could there be
pretty,
anything more ironic than her not knowing what superficial meant?
Someone tweeted being like, girls, don't worry if you're watching all these Love Island people with their flat stomachs. You're great in your own way and you probably know what superficial means.
So, tell us all about it then.
I can't remember where exactly I left you last week.
Well, we were talking last week about Alex and the fact
we were talking about Alex, the lovely doctor who is precious and must be protected at all costs.
I love the way they always point out, oh, Alex is on it, he's a doctor. Because this is what they say when you say, oh, they're all vacuous and superficial, etc., all these people on Love Island. They say, oh, I don't forget, there's Alex on it, he's a doctor.
Alex is absolutely lovely. And even, so there was a new girl who came in called Megan, and Alex was quite interested in Megan, and Megan wasn't against Alex, she quite liked him and stuff. And then she kissed Eyal, Megan did. Eyal's a snake. I absolutely hate Eyal. But then when Megan was like, I don't know whether Eyal's just saying he likes me because he wants to stay in and he wants someone to pick him in the recoupling. And Alex was like, no, no, Eyal's not that kind of guy. You know, he wouldn't do that. Even though he could have just as easily said, yeah, he did. I do think he just likes you for the recoupling.
The recoupling. Now, explain to me what the recoupling is. So, these people will pair off. But then they get a chance to...
Repair
with somebody
and
else.
And whoever is single at the recoupling will be dumped from the island.
And they have
so
to... when you
not
say
every
dump,
time.
They're out
time
of the programme.
Dumped.
Yeah, they go home.
Yeah, whoever's not selected in the recoupling will be dumped from the island. And sometimes the boys pick first and sometimes the girls pick first.
See, and the shocking news about all this is it goes on for 7 weeks.
Mm.
I mean, the World Cup only goes on for 4 weeks. I mean, people...
But people come in and out of the villa. Like, they'll add more people in.
I know, but it's 7 weeks. I mean, in the World Cup, teams go out, etc., etc., but it's still, they managed to get over with in 4 weeks.
So there's going to be a recoupling. Adam is horrible also, the snake. Adam picked Kendall in the recoupling, and then Rosie came in, and now he likes Rosie. And he didn't like Kendall because she was moving too slow. And then now he doesn't like Rosie because she's moving too fast.
When they say moving too slow, moving too fast, is this to do with the contact, how much kissing they do?
Yeah, but also like the relationship, like how serious it is and whatever. In the recoupling, it's the girl's choice. So if Rosie picks Adam, not good.
No.
That was kind of what's going on at the moment. I don't think you need to know much more than that.
No, don't give us too much.
And then about Love Island, there was an article in the Telegraph. And it was called this. It's official. Research says if you watch Love Island, you are likely to be more intelligent.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. Researchers at the Max Planck Institute for Empirical Aesthetics found the main thing that attracts people to the trash genre is its transgressive nature and its subversion of the standards of mainstream TV. To such viewers, trash appears as an interesting and welcome deviation from the mainstream fare. We are dealing here with an audience with above average education.
Above average.
Which one could describe as cultural omnivores. Such viewers are interested in a broad spectrum of art and media across the traditional boundaries of high and popular culture.
Mm.
And what I have to say about that is, hell right. Yeah.
Within 20 minutes or so, you've entirely turned around, because at the start you were saying no to science about your spots. Now you're saying yes to science.
Some science.
Mm.
Not all the
science. Just the stuff that you agree with.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Let's have a short break now. This is our advertising break. But we have no idea what will be advertised during our advertising break. But we'd just like to say what a fine and excellent product it is being advertised.
Brilliant.
Yeah. It's smooth. It's long-lasting. Your floors will never have been cleaner. And it may be another podcast. And if it is another podcast, it'll be probably the finest podcast you ever heard apart from this one. Listen to it, log on to it, buy it if you need to buy it, subscribe to it, put it on your skin, dissolve it in your bath, drink it, eat it, because it's a fine product. But we don't know what it is, so this will cover all eventualities. Do you have anything to say about the product?
Just, no, not really. It'll sell itself.
It's that good, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Is it guaranteed?
5 years.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well,
I have a question.
Yes,
you have a question. That's based kind of around products.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know those mattresses where it's like you can try this for 100 days and if you don't like it, you can send it back and get your money back? What happens to all these mattresses that people send back?
They sell them again to somebody else.
That's so gross. Imagine someone could have been sleeping on your mattress.
Well, yeah, but...
You want your mattress to be fresh if you're buying it new.
Well, have you ever been to a hotel? Hundreds of people have slept on those mattresses.
Yeah, I know, but you're not sleeping on that for 10 years.
Maybe they... I was just...
And then what if that person only keeps it for 100 days and sends it back? And then another person. Then it's had a lifetime of use and then you
loads
buy it.
Loads of people have had a free mattress. I assume...
I wonder whether you could just go from free mattress to free mattress and never buy one.
Possibly. I assume that when they get the mattress back, they have some sort of steam cleaning exercise.
Yeah, but it's not going to get its plushness.
Well, yeah, no, if they clean the mattress, yeah. You know, with a steam...
That's not going to make the springs better.
Yeah, but if the springs would run out in 100 days, it's no good. Mattresses last years and years and years.
Yeah,
so 100 days, in the life of a mattress, 100 days is like sort of one day in your life. You know, mattress years. It's like dog years. Mattress
7 years for every one day.
Yeah, precisely, mattress years. So I wouldn't worry about that. Of all the things you have to worry about in your life, don't
worry about
mattresses.
I'm not worrying about it. I'm just, you know,
don't
saying.
Even be concerned about it. Don't be concerned. High time we had a little bit of music. So what are you playing for us this week, Ruth?
Playing some Kendrick Lamar. Royalty got royalty inside my DNA. Cocaine quarter piece got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though ambition flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, is born like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, which yells you a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your fuck. Yeah, that was 21 seconds of Kendrick Lamar. I added the extra second in because it, you know, it was nice for the fade there. Mm-hmm.
Doing DNA.
If we get caught for copyright now.
Well, we owe Kendrick Lamar for 1 second, which in mattress years is quite a lot, but you know.
In Kendrick Lamar years,
it's nothing. That's something that's current, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, let's go back a few years to just before you were born, 1937.
No point.
1937, actually, before I was born. Let's have a listen to this.
I hope so.
Well, that was the middle bit of Ain't Misbehaving, which is a jazz classic, done by the Quintet du Hot Club de France.
So, does it not have any words in it?
Yes, it does. The vocal comes in a little bit later on. But I wanted you to hear that bit because the guitarist is Django Reinhardt. Have you heard of Django Reinhardt? And the violinist was Stefan Grappelli.
Oh, Stefan Grappelli, my favourite violinist.
Have you ever heard of Stefan Grappelli?
Haven't.
No. Well, something you might, you know, especially if you do French at university, which you're thinking of doing, you might get to hear about the Quintet du Hot Club de France, which is your actual French. It means the Quintet of the Hot Club of France. They were formed in France in 1934 by Django Reinhardt and the violinist Stefan Grappelli, who went on later. I mean, he was playing right into his 80s. And it's a bit of jazz that you will never hear, or very rarely hear, apart from on a Woody Allen soundtrack.
Allen, it sounds like songs from films.
And they were two just brilliant musicians. And jazz, of course, very big in France.
Would you like to keep up with the Kardashians?
I'd love to keep up with the Kardashians.
Donald Trump has met with two very important Kims in the past couple
good,
of weeks.
Good, I like it, yeah.
But we're not going to be talking about Kim Jong-un. We're going to be talking about Kim Kardashian, obviously. I told you a couple of weeks ago that Donald Trump had met with Kim Kardashian to discuss the pardoning of Alice Johnson, who was involved with drugs, and she wanted to get pardoned for her because it was, like, unjust. And Donald Trump has pardoned the grandma, Alice Johnson, after Kim Kardashian campaigned for her release. Kim took to Twitter to celebrate the news, writing, "Best news ever! Exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark.
For you.
So grateful to at real Donald Trump," which is ridiculous. Yeah. "At real Donald Trump, Jared Kushner, and to everyone who has showed compassion and contributed countless hours to this important moment for Miss Alice Marie Johnson." Now, her commutation, I didn't know what this word meant.
Oh, it's commuting a sentence. It's when a sentence is shortened, yeah.
"Her commutation is inspirational and gives hope to so many others who are also deserving of a second chance."
Well, here's another headline. "Children can no longer read maps and are losing their grip on reality," a university vice chancellor and former leading headmaster has
claimed. Nothing wrong with losing a grip on reality.
"An over-reliance," says somebody who watches Love Island all the time, "an over-reliance on smartphone apps such as Google Maps meant they had no idea about landscape or distance. This is according to Sir Anthony Seldon. He also said that state schools were fueling mental health problems at university by spoon-feeding pupils, a criticism more frequently levelled at independent schools. Our children, my own children, the children at school, often can't read maps anymore because they're walking around town, they've got their phone, and it tells them where to go."
I don't walk around town with my...
Don't you ever do that? I've done that.
If I don't know it, but I'm not going to walk around Leeds with my map out.
No, because you know where...
Well, where's Subway? Subway.
Well, but if you're in a strange town, you might put it, "Where's my nearest Subway?" Do they do tuna melts with hearty Italian, whatever it is?
I just don't know what reading a map has to do with anyone's intelligence. I agree with the spoon feeding thing, and I think that's, we were talking about the Bristol, so I was looking at universities as well, because I've got to kind of make that decision in September, and I break up for school soon. That's kind of why I was a bit stressed. And
is that why you got spots on your chin?
The spots on my chin do keep me from being talked about by other girls, so you know, swings and roundabouts. You were saying, don't go to Bristol, I've seen the suicide rates there.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably one of the reasons, is just that you have to do so much of the work independently, and you've never done that before, and it's a big...
Right.
No one teaches you how to do it. I guess that's why...
That's a real problem, isn't it? 'Cause,
oh, massive. It's the same with A-levels, though. Some people really flounder at college because
This
you have so much more free time, and then what do you do?
This takes us back to Jade Bowler's tweet, really, doesn't it? Or blog.
Wow, we've linked everything in. It's like we planned it that way.
Almost like it's been produced. But it does take us back. That's a very good point about universities. That, you know, they will, and some universities, I assume, the universities, quite well-known universities like Bristol and probably Durham and Oxford and Cambridge, you do have to be much, much more independent than you've ever had to in the past.
And also, like, figuring out your own opinions on stuff.
I'll tell you what's become a very popular spot on the podcast, which we've not talked about. Let's talk about it now. And that's shopping.
Shopping.
We talked about...
Didn't even realise it was a spot on the podcast.
Yeah, well, it's sort of become a spot on the podcast because when you were talking about Primark and how you don't like going in... Not Primark so much, but TK Maxx and Primark. You don't
like
going into
those stressful shops. Also, Zara in other places is lovely. Very nice shop. Zara in Leeds is awful. It's so skinny and narrow, and there's too much stuff. Yeah, that's bad as well.
Right. What shops do you like?
I hate to say it because it's a bit like trying to be vintage and trying to be unique, but actually it's just the same stuff and they choose what's popular. But Urban Outfitters, and it is so expensive. It's absolutely insane. Like, there's like tiny little dresses, tiny little tops, and they're like £30 or £40. So go in there, get your ideas, and then go to Primark or something. Oh, as an earring thing, I had a pair of earrings that a friend bought me for Christmas, and at this, I went to a party at the weekend and I've lost one of them, and I can see it in pictures. I've got pictures where I'm wearing both earrings, then the next
picture from the party,
then the next picture, just one earring.
Right, so that means, as far as detection goes, you can probably work
I can trace it to about the minute when I lost it.
Yeah, I was going to say, all those pictures. So you should know, you should be able to trace that earring and get it back.
No, but
if you were a proper detective, you would.
It was only, like, it was a dainty earring. It wasn't, like, a big...
Yeah. So yeah. It's just probably gone up in the Hoover then or something after the party.
Yeah, or outside and whatever. Yeah.
Good party? And were you were with your friends at the party?
Like yeah, I didn't know everyone, but I knew a lot of people.
Enough people to get a little coven around and gossip about...
A coven, like little witches.
And gossip about other girls.
Yeah, it's our favourite thing to do.
Ah, brilliant.
I think it's a healthy thing to talk about other girls, I really do.
Yeah.
I think if you keep it all bottled up, then that's no good, really.
Mm. And what sort of music were you playing? Were you playing Kendrick,
what sort of music?
Kendrick
no,
Lamar?
No, we were going for some throwback hits.
What do you call throughback hits?
Oh, like two early noughties. So not throwback for you.
No, not at all.
Like Girls Aloud and Lily Allen and High School Musical and The Wanted, Sugar Babes.
Busted?
Busted's a bit early, actually.
Ah.
It's more like 2006 to 8. That's the golden age.
The golden age of music.
So, thank you for tuning in.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, do we have to do like an outro?
Oh, I know what we have to do. We have to tell people to review it and rate it if they would.
Like and subscribe.
Like, subscribe, smash that like button.
Turn on post notifications.
Yeah, turn on post notifications. Don't forget our email address. You can get in touch with us so we can make this like an interactive thing. It's Ruthie, what's the email address?
martinandruthpodcast@gmail.com.
martinandruthpodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, and all our songs are now going to be on a Spotify playlist, which I've set up. So you need to type Martin and Ruth, which is like our account on Spotify.
Yeah.
And the podcast is called Ruthie, Me and My Dad, but we'll only have one, so it won't be hard to find.
Right. So when they go onto Spotify, all the tunes that we've played will be there, both mine and yours.
Yeah, on the playlist.
Right, and it'll be the full tunes.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
So if you've enjoyed the 20-second previews of some of the tunes, you'll hear the whole ones.
Mm.
Good. At the moment, it's just got your tunes on it, but pretty
soon
it'll
have mine.
At
the moment it has, but hopefully by the time this podcast goes out, it'll have all the tunes on.
Hopefully.
We've only done 8 tunes, so you just need to think of whatever 8 you've done, because this is not... important for the podcast,
no,
but
it's not important people know.
We've actually been doing the songs for less than half of the podcast,
right? And it's become,
I thought we'd done it longer than
I
that.
I know, yeah. It's become so popular.
Oh yeah,
yeah, in such a short time. Right, it's sacking it off time now. So
thank you and goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.